Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I recently presented a workshop at the Reno Collective on managing technology use in families. Apparently, the subject touched a nerve. I received several requests for media interviews, and lots of people had opinions about what I had to say. Mostly, I heard from parents who were feeling pretty defensive about allowing their children to spend a lot of time connected to the tablet, smartphone, video console, or TV. And hey, I get it. I'm not anti-tech. I have all the cool toys, and I use them every day. Technology presents wonderful opportunities, and its uses are expanding so quickly that it's hard to keep up. But there's a lot we don't yet understand about how connection to a screen affects a child's developing brain, and much of what we do know isn't encouraging. So just to clear things up, here are a few key points you may want to consider before you hand over your phone or tablet. First, technology is neither good nor bad. It's how you use it that matters. The most important thing you need to know is that every important skill or lesson a young child learns is learned through face-to-face relationships with other humans. That app or game may be labeled educational, but it will not boost your child's social, emotional, or language development. Your child's brain is wired to learn best through connection with another brain, particularly in the first few years of life. Second, screen use does have an impact on kids, a strong one. You may have seen the Time magazine study recently showing that going without screens for even 1 week improved a child's ability to recognize and respond to emotions. A child's brain is designed to connect, and as parents, you decide what it will connect with. Spending too much time with screens early in life affects a child's nonverbal learning skills and has a negative influence on the development of empathy, concentration, and focus. Third, be careful about using your phone or tablet as an instant pacifier. I was a single mom for a long time, and there were evenings when my son's half hour of video was my only window of opportunity to get dinner on the table. But handing over the phone every time your toddler whines or cries is teaching unintended lessons. Your child needs to learn how to calm herself by connecting with you. You can work together on learning to manage emotions, talking over a problem, and finding real solutions. Next, your child does not need to learn to use a screen at the age of one in order to be competitive at school or work. These things didn't exist when I was a child, and I figured them out just fine, and I'm old. Your child will learn to use technology easily in a few years. There are more important things to learn now. Next, consider this. Even if there were no negative impacts from screen use, isn't there something else your child could be doing with that time that would benefit him more? Perhaps he could read a book, go outside for some exercise, or develop his imagination and creativity. He could tend a garden, help you cook, or have a conversation with you. Yes, this takes time. But as C.S. Lewis said, children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. What's the bottom line? The American Association of Pediatrics recommends no screen time before the age of two. No, you don't have to throw out your tech toys, but think carefully. Set reasonable limits, then follow through with what you've agreed. Be kind and respectful, but pull the plug if you must. By the way, screen use is affecting adult relationships, too. Set aside some no-tech times for your family and see for yourself what happens. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.